Hello, my name is Kevin from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia, ma'am?
Yes, I'm registered.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's performance as president?
Approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Johnskin's performance as governor?
Approve.
Thank you. Would you say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
I'm not sure.
Thank you. And would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or wrong track?
The what? Can you repeat that?
Yeah, will you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
The states in Virginia?
In general, Virginia is going in the right track or wrong track?
I think so. I think they are.
Okay. Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
No.
Thank you. How would you rate Virginia's public school system? It would be excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you so much. And thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? As excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you so much. Would you say things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or wrong track?
Right.
Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing fees, and books. If the child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill?
I haven't.
Okay. Supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
Support.
Thank you so much. Given that you know, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? It would be more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely?
Likely.
Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not in the sun?
Should.
And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income?
Should.
Thank you so much. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
I'm not sure.
Thank you. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has been proliferation of marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, taste, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Thank you so much. We're almost there. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
Can you read that again?
Mm-hmm. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
No, I don't oppose.
Okay. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents of their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
Can you read that again?
Mm-hmm. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
I agree.
Okay. Do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
I don't oppose it.
Okay. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of or not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity? Sorry.
I agree.
Thank you. Now, I need to ask you some more questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to the care in the community is good? There is moderate access to care in the community, or access to care in the community is inadequate? Which would be the best option for you?
I really don't know.
Okay, thank you so much. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, medium priority, low priority?
High priority.
Thank you so much. We're almost there. One idea that's been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care. And do you support or oppose this concept?
Support.
Thank you. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Would you more likely to support or less likely to support?
More.
Thank you so much. We're almost there. This includes $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. It would be more or less likely to support?
More.
Thank you so much. The plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. This is more or less likely for you to support?
Can you read that again?
Yes. This plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support plan?
Not sure.
Okay. Thank you so much. We're almost there. It also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. This is more or less likely for you to support?
Support.
Thank you. Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
I agree they should.
Okay. And do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information like home, phone, address, email to a union organizer?
Agree.
Thank you. Once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new one?
Not sure.
Okay, thank you so much. We're almost there. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your age? Is from 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
African American.
Thank you so much. Do you have a child that is currently enrolled in a public or private K-12 school?
No.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Female.
Thank you. And with this, we already conclude the survey. I do appreciate the kindness to help me with these questions, ma'am. I hope that you enjoyed your weekend.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Take care, ma'am. Bye.
All right, bye.